Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has been showing me. Psalms 144, 1 through 2 says this: Praise be to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues people under me. Amen. I have two sobering messages once again to bring to you. The Lord continues to be showing me that we are now in a time of judgment. And so the messages definitely are very serious in their tones, and they are meant to bring people to a closer walk with Him. All right, so on the 23rd of April, 2020, I was awoken in the middle of the night, and the Lord gave me a short message, and that's unusual. Normally when I get woken up at night, it's because I've had a dream, or I get a word, or a possibly flash dream vision from Him, but rarely do I get an actual message in the middle of the night, but that's what I got. And let me read that to you. My hand of judgment is upon the land. This is the new reality. These judgments will come more swiftly. They are punishment to the wicked and a wake-up call to my people. Suffering and consequences will now rule the land. Great darkness is coming, and only those who have my light will be able to see. And that was the end of that short message that I received in the middle of the night. Then that morning, I also got two dreams that night. I will share it another time. And upon awakening, I was filled with the Holy Spirit, went right into prayer, and I got another message that I'm going to bring you right now. Here's that message. Famine is coming. The black horse rides. Those who have heeded the warnings have prepared. For those who couldn't, I will provide for. For all others, it will be a trying time of no food and hunger. The land of plenty will no longer be. Let me say that again. The land of plenty will no longer be. This is part of their plan to control and bring you into captivity. I want to stop there. You know, the Lord has given me a lot of messages that if his people wouldn't repent and seek His face, that we'd be going into a time of captivity. I will look for a couple of those videos or blogs about the captivity that He's talking about, but I didn't know it was going to be this kind of captivity. But I think we're getting a clearer picture of what that means. Back to the message. Only the prayers of my saints will hold this judgment back. I will hear the cry for help and mercy. While there is strength in numbers, so is there power in the prayers of many. The judgments falling are in direct proportion to sincere intercession. I'll say that again. The judgments falling are in direct proportion to sincere intercession. Plan ahead and use the most of the time to get ready. The window for preparing is closing and is almost shut. Seek me to lead you now on how to do this. Stay ever so close, my beloveds. Draw near to me, and I will be near to you. Forsake me not as the days grow darker. Instead, press in even nearer on bended knee. I am with those pure of heart. Confess your sins daily and put on the garments of righteousness. Be holy as I am holy. Do not conform to the world, but be transformed by the washing of my word. Be counted worthy to escape all that is coming and to be able to stand in my presence. Pray, pray, pray. Every hour seek me. Cry out to me and I will hear you. You are loved with an everlasting love. Shalom, Jesus. End of that message. All right, so there's three things the Lord talked about here. He talked about that the black horse is riding, and that's the seal, the third seal in Revelation 6, 5 through 6, where it says When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine." Okay, then the Lord also talked about famine, which we just read about, that the third seal, the black horse, brings famine. Also, Jeremiah 8:13 talks about it. It says, "I will take away their harvest, declares the Lord. There will be no grapes on the vine. There will be no figs on the tree, and their leaves will wither. What I have given them will be taken from them." And then he also talked about judgment. I'm going to read Isaiah 26:9. "My soul yearns for you in the night. In the morning, my spirit longs for you. When your judgments come upon the earth, the people of the world learn righteousness." Amen.